From WHY, we're in Philadelphia.
Bang, up to the elephant. It's time for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. Sort of. When last we left our hero, Eleanor had just been rescued from a tropical island paradise. Maggie Egbert Roscoe, the famed reporter and adventurer in her own right, tracked Eleanor down to bring her back to the real world. Eleanor was in hiding, feeling enormous guilt for having possibly created the villainous Omicron Gammas, the twins Gretchen and Oscar von Zwack. But as Maggie was about to reveal, the story of the von Zwacks began long ago. Long, long, long ago.
Hey, it wasn't that long.
Get ready, kiddos. It's flashback time, y'all.
All right. I'll take it from here. You're terrible at this.
Hey.
Where was I? Oh, yes. I was a gifted and humble radio reporter.
After I met Vincent von Zwack and caught him cheating at cards, I knew there was something fishy about him. Devious, you know? The World's Fair was in town, and inventors from all over the globe were showing off their creations. And guess who was gonna be there? Vincent von Zwack, promising some incredible new technology. I had to investigate. Hey, excuse me, bub. Is this a von Zwack exhibition?
Yeah, he's up next. Got some crazy new invention, I hears.
That's what they're saying.
Now you're on the trolley.
Hey, who's up on the stage now?
Some guy named Heimler. Albert Heimler.
And so, you see, my amplifier could help usher in a new electrical age.
Go on in your shoelaces, blue nose!
No, you see, it uses electricity to increase a signal's amplitude.
Yeah, so where is it?
Yes, well, you see, it was stolen last night. No, it was, along with all my research. I've been sabotaged.
Yeah, get off the stage. We want to see Von Zwack.
All right. Move along, Heimler. You're out of time. And now, a man who needs no introduction but is still getting one, the guy with all the mazuma, and the founder of the prestigious Brunswick Academy, Vincent von Zwack!
Friends, lovers of science, and all you wanderers and dreamers, I am pleased to reveal my latest creation, one that will change the course of technology forever. I give you the micro steam turbine, the power of water harnessed to power mechanical engines.
What a bunch of... Hey, Von Zwack.
Someone has a question?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Of course. Maggie Roscoe, the radio reporter.
That's me. Your invention, this steam-powered engine?
Micro steam turbine, go ahead.
This is incredibly old technology. Steam power, that is.
Steam power is a grand legacy of our forefathers, yes.
And how is it better than electricity or combustion engines?
But because it uses good old hydrogen and oxygen.
Uh-huh. But it's way less efficient than electricity, right?
Well... yes.
Then what exactly do you plan on using this thing for?
For everything!
Uh-huh.
The microsteam turbine is the result of years of research at my SAFER-SOA lab.
Nah, electricity's better, pal.
Unless you have no choice.
Huh?
No more questions! Show's over! Hurrah!
And with that, Von Zwack disappeared into a cloud of steam. It was a dramatic exit, leaving the crowd stunned and confused. But Von Zwack's invention, the micro steam turbine, has been the talk of the town. Could it really be better than new forms of power? I think not, but time will tell. This is Maggie Egbert Roscoe signing off.
Hey, nice one there, Roscoe.
Heck of a good story.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
Gee,
Please, Roscoe, take it easy on the jet fuel.
Frank, you're a doctor now?
No, I'm just trying to, you know.
Then beat it, you big palooka.
Aww.
Roscoe?
What?
What are you sore at me for? You got a phone call.
All right, all right. This is Roscoe. What do you want?
Operator 615, how can I direct your call?
What? You called me. How am I...
Stand by, please.
Operator 978, how can I direct your call?
Now, this is ridiculous. Someone called me. I don't know who it
was. Name, please.
Margaret Egbert Roscoe.
Connecting you now.
This is a fine kettle of fish. You...
Call connected. Hello?
Hello, who's this and what do you want?
Hello, Ms. Roscoe. My name is Albert Heimler. I'm an inventor.
Yeah, I remember you. You got laughed off the stage at the World's Fair.
Yes, yes, that's right. Because my invention was stolen and all my research.
I'm very sorry to hear that, but...
I know who did it, but I can't go to the police. He's too powerful.
Who's too powerful?
Oh, Vincent von Zweig. Yes.
Why do you think von Zweig did it? What do you know?
Well, I can't tell you that over the telephonogrammatic.
I think they changed it to just phone.
Really? I like the old name better.
Yeah, well.
Can you meet me somewhere?
Depends on where.
At 2166 East Cumberland Street. Midnight.
Absolutely not.
Well, please, Miss Roscoe. This isn't a date. It's for justice.
All right. I'll see you tonight. But only for justice.
Stupid flashlight. Never works when I need it to. Oh, there it is.
Hey.
Ah! Well, don't sneak up on me. My flashlight's on the fritz.
Well, why do you need a flashlight?
Because, Miss Roscoe, we're going snooping.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I ain't trespassing. I'm no three-spot yap lagger.
Of course not. But, Miss Roscoe, don't you know where we are?
Well, judging by all the baboons, I'd say we're either at City Hall or the zoo.
Well, those are gibbons, but yes, we're at the zoo. And do you know what's next to the zoo?
No.
The Brunswick Academy.
Von Zweig School?
Exactly. The zoo used to be part of the academy, but Von Zweig donated it to the city.
Great, so what?
Well, there are stories about the Brunswick Academy, rumors of secret societies, underground passageways, strange, spooky rituals.
Yeah, I went to a state school, so...
Don't you remember what Von Zweig said at the World's Fair?
Jog my memory.
He said his invention was developed at his Cyphozoa lab.
Oh boy, you are losing me.
There is no Cyphozoa lab anywhere, but there is a very impressive jellyfish exhibit at this zoo.
What?
Cyphozoa means jellyfish.
Oh. Oh!
Yes!
And you think the lab's in the zoo and that's why we're breaking in?
Yes!
I'm going home.
Well, come on, Maggie, Von Zweig must be stopped.
Well, I guess I've already got my adventuring shoes on.
Follow me. Well, this zoo is actually quite old. In fact, these buildings were the original Brunswick Academy.
Fascinating.
You know, in some ways, I envy von Zweig and what he's accomplished with all of his wealth. Ah, blast.
Hey, why'd you turn out the light?
Oh, it's this rickety flashlight. Oh, that's better. Oh, well, that's okay. We just got too close to his cage. Lions are nocturnal hunters.
And this one looks hungry.
Well, maybe he smells my bologna sandwich.
Oh, that's what that is. I didn't want to say anything, but oh.
Well, I saved half of it for you.
Yeah, no thanks. Hey, Heimler, what's so great about your invention that you're willing to sneak into a zoo at midnight?
It's my life's work and has the potential to do great, great things.
Oh, yeah? It'll cure diseases, end war and famine?
Well, not directly, but my little signal amplifier will revolutionize electronics. Why, it could change radio. It could even lead to something bigger.
Like what?
Well, I don't know yet. Oh, here we are, the jellyfish exhibit. And the door is ajar.
Now, Heimler, I'm no jellyfish expert, but I would have assumed there would be jellyfish in the exhibit.
I don't understand. This is just an empty room.
Yeah, except for this very classy statue of von Zweig.
Oh, this is it? Just a pretentious bronze statue standing in the middle of an empty room? Oh, not again.
I'm getting you a new flashlight for Christmas.
Well, what was that?
Someone closed the door. Hey, Heimler, remember what you were saying about lions being nocturnal hunters?
Well, my goodness! We're trapped in here with a man-eating lion! And I think he might eat women too, Maggie!
Zounds! It seems like Maggie can't keep out of trouble any better than Eleanor. Can our hero's hero get out of this mess? Or will she end up a cat snack? We'll find out on the next adventure of Eleanor... Maggie Egbert Roscoe.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. This is usually the part where I ask you to write us reviews or emails or something, but not this time. No, right now I'm just expressing my gratitude to you for listening, and possibly subscribing at Apple Podcasts or whatever. So thank you. See? Didn't even mention that other stuff.